Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with the IARI New Delhi invites eligible candidates for a walk-in interview for the position of Young Professionals 1 under the project title Assessment of Status of Farm Mechanization and Prospects of Custom Hiring in India. This temporary position requires candidates to attend the interview on December 18, 2024 at 10 a.m. For further details, including eligibility criteria, candidates can visit https://www.iari.res.in/en. Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, Delhi University, established by the government of NCT Delhi, invites applications for the position of registrar, pay level L14, on a tenure or deputation basis. As a university dedicated to the study of humanities and social sciences, it aims to reconceptualize these fields through innovative strategies. The online last date for submission is 6th January 2025. For detailed information regarding the qualifications, eligibility criteria and application process, kindly visit the university's official website at www.aud.delhi.gov.in. The National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, is inviting applications for the post of company secretary on a contract basis, offering a consolidated salary of 1,50,000 rupees, which is negotiable based on experience and prior salary. Interested candidates are required to submit their applications online within 2 weeks from the date of the advertisement's publication, which will be displayed on the company's website. For more information about the eligibility criteria and application details, kindly go on to www.nhidcl.com. The Indian Institute of Advanced Study, located at Rashtrapati Nivas, Shimla, invites applications for the position of Academic Resource Officer on standard terms of deputation, initially for a period of 2 years. Interested candidates should be aware that only eligible applications received within the stipulated time frame will be considered. All applications must be supported by relevant qualifications and experience documentation, as applications that do not meet these criteria will be rejected. Candidates applying for this position will not be permitted to withdraw the applications later. The terms of pay for those appointed on deputation will be governed by the DOPT's regulations. For more details, please visit the website at www.iias.ac.in. The ICMR, National Institute of Occupational Health, is currently seeking applications for various regular posts including Assistant Technician 1 and Laboratory Attendant 1. A total of 27 positions are available across different categories, with pay levels ranging from 18,000 to 1,12,400 rupees as per the 7th CPC. Candidates are encouraged to check for complete details regarding the educational qualifications, experience and application procedures. Initial postings will be in Ahmedabad or Bengaluru based on requirements. For more information, please visit www.nioh.org or at www.icmr.nic.in. The Institute of Secretariat Training and Management, New Delhi, is inviting applications for the position of Deputy Director, Management Services on a short-term contract basis. This position is open to officers from various government and recognized organizations. Detailed eligibility conditions and application forms can be downloaded from the ISTM website. For further information, please visit https://www.istm.gov.in/home/other. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Deoghar, an autonomous institute of national importance, is one of the newly established AIIMS and APEX healthcare institutes set up by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, under the Pradhan Mantri Swasthya Suraksha Yojana, PMSSY. This initiative aims to address the regional imbalance in quality tertiary level healthcare across the country and to achieve self-sufficiency in graduate and postgraduate medical education and training. Offline applications are invited for faculty positions on a direct recruitment / deputation basis in various departments at AIIMS Deoghar, Jharkhand. For further details, kindly visit www.aimsdeoghar.edu.in. The Department of Animal Husbandry and Fisheries, UT of Chandigarh, invites applications from willing and eligible officers or officials from central government, state government or union territories to fill up the post of Research Assistant Group B in the Department of Animal Husbandry and Fisheries, UT of Chandigarh, on a deputation basis. The selected candidates will be offered a pay level 6 as per the 7 CPC. The maximum age limit for applicants is 56 years. To be eligible, candidates must hold analogous post on a regular basis and possess a master's degree in economics, mathematics, agriculture, economics, statistics, or commerce with related coursework. For additional information, please contact the Office of the Joint Director, Government of Veterinary Hospital, Chandigarh, or visit www.chandigarh.gov.in. The Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority, WDRA, invites applications from eligible personnel working in the central and state governments, central and state PSUs, as well as autonomous and statutory bodies for various posts to be filled on a deputation or absorption basis. The positions available include Deputy Director, Strategy, Risk and Research, and Deputy Director, Stakeholders, Awareness and Outreach. Detailed information regarding the vacancies can be found on the WDRA website. Interested candidates should submit their applications in the prescribed format to the Assistant Director, Human Resource, WDRA, New Delhi, within 30 days from the date of publication of the vacancy circular. For more details, kindly visit www.wdra.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.